producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, good idea to give me a holler about whatever's on your mind. What's on my mind right now is I unfairly allowed Jacob to take the blame for something that was actually, I think, my mistake. So, thank you, Jacob. That was really nice of you to fall on your sword, but I now have to stitch you back together and stab myself. Apparently, you did actually send it, and I, again, I'm having massive computer issues,
yep.
But it was still, that's not in any way an excuse for, it actually wasn't blaming you, I just let you take the blame,
right,
which was wrong on my part, because it was really my fault.
That's okay.
But it is bobblehead day, but now we've replaced Jacob's bobblehead with mine. So I'm bobbling. All right, on this day, the first American commercial bank, the Bank of North America, opened. It's 1782. So there have been bankers wandering around for a very long time. All right. In 1797, the modern Italian flag was first used. We figure our flag has changed a lot.
Yeah.
And fairly recently. In 1894, William Kennedy Dixon received a patent for a motion picture film. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you know what CDQ stands for, or CQD? The first, all right, here's the deal. In 1904, stress signal CQD is established only to be replaced 2 years later by SOS. All right. You know when SOS was used for the first time, first of all?
I don't.
During the Titanic.
Oh.
And for me, that was always one of those things of someone saying, SOS, what does SOS mean? The first time you use a distress signal that nobody understands, it's not going to work, folks.
Right.
All right, so I looked up CQD. Had you ever heard of CQD?
No, I hadn't.
All right. Now, yesterday we talked about Morse code. All right.
Yeah.
CQD is...
I'm going to guess. Let me guess. Come, yes. Quick, disaster, danger.
Not bad. Not bad. Very close. Not exactly the same.
Oh.
It turns out to be dash, dot, dash, dot, dash, dash, dot, dash, dash, dot, dot. For those of you who are Morse code,
right.
What is she doing?
That one's way more
complicated. It was first used in 1904 of the Marconi International Marine Communication Company and became effective the 1st of February 1904 for Marconi installations.
Okay.
Okay. Land telegraphs had traditionally used CQ from the French word meaning securite, which would be secu, S-E-C-U. And obviously, if you're going to put it in English, CQ comes closest.
Yeah.
To identify alert or precautionary messages of interest to all stations along a telegraph line. CQ had also been adopted as a general call for maritime radio use. In landline usage, there was no general emergency signal, so the Marconi company added a D for distress. So CQD.
Okay.
It's understood by wireless operators to mean all stations distress. It does not stand for come quick danger, which was your notion, come quickly distress, come quick drowning, or CQ danger.
Oh, so other acronyms. People thought that too.
Yeah, so you're not alone in that,
okay.
But it was close. It was never adopted as an international standard since it could be mistaken for a general CQ call if the reception was poor. At the second International Radio Telegraphic Convention held in Berlin in 1906, the distress signal of three dashes, three dots was adopted, which is Notchenchen, was adopted as the International Morse Code distress signal. The distress signal soon became known as SOS. Germany had first adopted this distress signal April 1st, 1905. Now, I would also like to point out that doing anything on April Fool's Day does not improve credibility. Between 1899 and 1908, 9 documented rescues were made by the use of wireless. The first distress call was simply, help, which seems to me reasonable. By February 1904, the Marconi Wireless Company required all of its operators to use CQD for a ship in distress or required urgent assistance in the morning of the 23rd of January 1909, when, while sailing into New York from Liverpool, the Republic collided with the Italian liner SS Florida in a fog off of Nantucket. Radio operator Jack Binn sent the CQD distress signal by wireless transmission. This was the most famous use and rescue using wireless prior to the Titanic, which I knew.
Yes.
In 1912, the Titanic radio operator Jack Phillips initially sent CQD, which I didn't know, which was still commonly used by British ships. Harold Bride, the junior radio operator, jokingly suggests using the new code, SOS, thinking it might be the only time he would get to use it. Phillips began to alternate between the two.
Very interesting, huh? Yeah.
So, and this is why we love Day in History, because it's not so much the events, although part of it's the events, it's the story behind the events. We love this kind of thing.
Yep.
Or at least I do. If folks don't, then you get your own show. And you can do whatever you want.
There you go.
The first transatlantic telephone service was established in New York to London in 1927. Hard to believe that they had transatlantic telephones in 1927.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yep.
It's amazing.
Definitely.
In 1931... Guy Menzies flies the first solo nonstop Trans-Tasman flight from Australia to New Zealand in 11 hours and 45 minutes, crash landing in New Zealand's west coast. I don't know if you get credit if you crash land.
Apparently.
Right. Oops.
Yikes.
In 1955, contralto Marian Anderson becomes the first person of color to perform at the Met in Giuseppe Verdi's Un Ballo in Maschera. Marian Anderson, famous. 1980, she got a Presidential Medal of Honor.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. 1980, U.S. President Jimmy Carter authorizes legislation giving $1.5 billion in loans to bail out the Chrysler Corporation. Where was Star Wars when we need them?
Right.
They could have bailed out everybody.
Seriously.
Certainly bailed out Disney. 1999, the Senate trial and the impeachment of U.S. President Bill Clinton begins. So there you go. So I didn't know that they used both distress signals, CQD and SOS, at the same time. I knew that the first time that SOS was used was during the Titanic, which certainly explains one of the reasons why people didn't come and help. What does SOS mean? We don't know.
Oh, jeez.
All righty. 855-993-7569. Now, one of the things that this is giving Jacob, I now have to find it, because I don't think it was, it's not on the, maybe it's this one. You sent me the movies.
Yeah.
You're going to have to send me the other thing again with all the, this was a mixed up day. I mean,
yeah.
So you do get credit for mixing things up.
Yep, that is
so
correct.
So resend me the one about, because it was actually your good idea.
Oh.
Because we had talked about, there's a documentary that comes out next month called Prescription Thugs. And what it suggests is, what it documents, not even suggests, what it documents is the fact that the major drugs of abuse in this country right now are the street forms and non-street forms of prescription drugs. And that some vast percentage of people, like 40% of the population, is on 3 prescription drugs or more. Okay, so one of the things that I was talking with Jacob about it, and he said, well, let's just do a survey of how many of our listeners, especially on Facebook, are dealing with, I don't have it here, you have to send it to me again, are dealing with prescription drugs.
I sent it, it must be taking a while. I think how many prescription drugs do you take per day, and what
and
do you
why?
Take them for?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. All right. So let's. And we got huge number. Are you on any prescription drugs at all?
I am not.
Of course, you're 12 years old, so that doesn't matter. But we figured out between you, me, and Manny, we're ruining the national average because none of us are on any drugs.
Yeah.
At all. All right. So when we come back, if you'd like to give me a phone call, phone calls are always have precedence over everything else, 855-993-7569. We're going to talk a little bit about drugs and the fact that the United States pays more for drugs than the other country. We advertise directly to consumers, and we're apparently using them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about prescription drug use in the United States. And we actually started on this a little bit yesterday because there was a story that a drug that costs $1,000 a pill, not a day, $1,000 a pill, was being sold in India for $4. And the question is, how can that huge discrepancy occur? And the answer is that the drug companies allowed 10 companies in India to use the generic formula of it rather than the proprietary. But, I mean, so it's a difference. I mean, think about that. And it's for hepatitis C. And apparently it's a miracle drug. It's really extraordinary, but that huge, huge discrepancy. So let's talk about what kinds of drugs people are taking here.
Alrighty, so our first one is taking 4, 3 for blood pressure, 1 for cholesterol. After a heart attack and stroke, I've finally gotten my numbers under control. I also take fish oil and 1 aspirin per day.
Well, the fish oil and aspirin, I suppose... Although, you know, I was reading something that said if aspirin came on the market today, it probably would not have been approved. It has too many side effects.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try not to take that kind of stuff.
Well, and the question, but there was actually, I have to go see if I can find it again. I was reading something that said because taking a low-dose aspirin every day, especially for men, and I think women actually over after menopause are at a slightly higher risk for heart disease and heart attack than men.
Oh,
because estrogen is protective until then. But was saying that it doesn't work. I should see if I can find that again because everybody I know is taking low dose aspirin. They're saying it the side effects, the effect on your tummy and Ray syndrome, more than offset any possible. And they're saying it really doesn't have any effect in terms of lowering the risk. So let's see if I can find that article again.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, because it was in the American Medical Association.
Okay.
Journal of the American Medical Association.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah. All right, we got a vote for none. I know I'm lucky. I'm almost 60 and feeling great.
There you go. Good for you.
We've got 0. Plant-based diet, all the medicine the human body needs.
Well, the issue about medicine is or about medications, prescriptions, is you don't want to badmouth stuff that actually is workable and has low risk factors and can be life-saving. And penicillin, for example.
Right.
You know, life-saving changed. They used to refer to pneumonia as the old man's friend, and people don't die of pneumonia anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Tuberculosis. I mean, there are a whole bunch of drugs that have been life-saving. The anti-viral drugs for AIDS have been hugely life-saving. So it's not that all drugs are bad. It's that we're a culture, unfortunately, as I said, we're the only country that allows direct marketing to the consumer.
Yep.
And a lot of people think, I mean, as I said, one of the ways that I discovered this for the first time is my program is carried in Canada. And anytime there's even something vaguely pharmaceutical, they strip out the ads because it's not allowed. And I don't know, I don't think it should be allowed. The idea is that your doctor is supposed to have that information. And when you go to your doctor and say, well, I want the little purple pill.
Right.
It's a problem.
Yep.
And, of course, it also increases the price of the drug because of the advertising.
Yep. Yeah. We have one more none for me, and then I take 2 different for Crohn's, 1 antidepressant, and a sleeping pill.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate.
Yep.
Our next one, 1 for restless leg syndrome. And also an allergy medication that is available over the counter. However, I get a prescription for it and pay 1/4 of the cost after insurance.
All right, this says if you're age 60 to 69, you aren't at increased bleeding risk and you have a high risk of heart attack or stroke of 10% or greater over the next 10 years, talk to your doctor about daily aspirin therapy.
Mm.
So this is a very limited kind of thing. Over 60 to 69.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means if you're older than that. If you aren't at an increased bleeding risk, if you have a high risk of heart attack or stroke of 10% or greater over the next 10 years, talk to your doctor about daily aspirin therapy. It doesn't say anything about... And one of the issues, I remember talking with a friend about it, that if you think you're having a heart attack, you should take an aspirin. If you think you're having a stroke, you shouldn't.
Ah.
Because what we're, the reason that you take it for your heart is that aspirin basically affects your platelets, essentially, nearly instantaneously, obviously, which is, if you're having a heart attack, that's useful because that's talking about clotting. If you're talking about a stroke, you want the opposite. You want your platelet. You don't want to bleed.
Right.
So it decreases the risk of heart attack, increases the risk of stroke. So.
Yikes.
I know.
Hopefully you don't confuse the, I don't know if any of those
symptoms
overlap.
Yeah.
Do you know much about the restless leg syndrome?
Well, you notice me sort of avoiding that. There's a huge controversy about that, about whether that's a made-up thing for the drug companies
because I
remember somebody talking with me about it probably a decade ago when they started. And basically, it's taking a symptom and calling it a disease. And so it's a hugely controversial kind of thing, which you hear me just sort of backing away from.
Yeah.
You know, I don't argue with things that work, but the drug companies are notorious for saying, okay, here's a symptom, and because it doesn't do any good. You know, they sort of invent a drug to deal with a symptom that essentially is not a disease process at all.
Yeah.
I know. It's a hugely controversial issue.
Yep.
All right, keep going.
Here's one. Just one for anxiety.
Well, again, are there ways of dealing with, especially, apparently, the 25% of all drugs in this country are for psychotropic issues, which means either depression, anxiety. I suppose sleep disorder probably falls into that as well.
Yeah.
And the question is, are they life-saving or are they a placebo? Are there other ways of dealing with things? Do they deal with the symptoms rather than dealing with the underlying cause? And that's been an argument with psychiatry and psychology for at least almost 100 years now. And I'm not sure there's a clear issue. I think it really depends, first of all, on what the diagnosis is.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for schizophrenia
can
be life-changing, life-saving. For serious depression, life-changing, life-saving. But are drugs overprescribed in this country for psychotropic issues? I would argue they probably are. So and Ritalin, we haven't even gotten near.
I know.
So it's one of those things. And again, it is so complicated by the fact that the combination of the internet and direct marketing to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear in what people are taking and why they're taking it that it is not a simple issue. And again, to vilify all drugs is as silly as to glorify all drugs.
Yep.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we were just talking about medications. And Jacob, do you want to share what you were talking with me about?
Yeah, sure. I was just saying that since I was probably 18 years old, I struggled with like anxiety and panic attacks to the point of, you know, serious depression. And I've taken antidepressants for it a couple times throughout my life, and the last time I kind of struggled with a bout of it, I also took some Ativan, which is a benzo or whatever.
Yeah.
And I experienced some rebound, like extra anxiety, which I...
Yeah, the benzodiazepines, right, which are the most famous, is Valium. About 20% of the population gets rebound from it, which means that it increases anxiety rather than decreasing it.
Yeah, so then I read about...
Not to mention it's fairly addictive.
Yeah, exactly. So I read about it after, because I took it for about a week on and off, and then when I stopped, I couldn't sleep for like 2 days. So I kind of read and found out a lot of people struggled with addiction to it and all that, so I finally had had enough, and I...
Hay House is the name of the publisher. I knew I couldn't find it. I just all right. Keep. I'm sorry.
Step
on your line. Because
that's okay.
All right,
so
go ahead.
I finally sought out some different type of advice for it, and I found out about an author named Dr. Claire Weeks, who was a physician and kind of approached anxiety from a physician's point of view of what it's actually the mechanisms of it in your body and how your mind kind of it's like a feedback loop and. She's got a method of floating through anxiety, and I read about that probably 3-4 years ago now, and it just completely changed my life. And
listeners are going to say, well, how come you didn't know about Joy stuff? But that's because Jacob is relatively new to me.
I am.
Claire Weeks and I actually shared a publisher. She died about, I guess, well, it's like 25 years ago, I guess now. She died in 1990, I think. And she was an Australian. Mm-hmm. And she and I were both at Hay House at one point. I actually met her once, but she was a very old woman by then. But yeah. You're right, she really took the, I guess, for lack of a better term, the kind of homeopathic, holistic view to not only to mind and body as well as anxiety. And my stance has always been, I came to Claire Weeks relatively late, but I knew about Robert Benson, who did the relaxation response. He was out of Harvard.
Okay.
And what he said is, I mean, and I'm coalescing kind of both of theirs plus some other people, that anybody alive today has got a fairly good fight-or-flight response because people who didn't have it got eaten by saber-toothed tigers.
Yes.
So the idea being that anybody who was alive had a response and survived past that genetic predisposition on to their progeny, which would be us.
Yeah.
So anybody, I would argue that panic attacks, fight or flight response, anxiety responses, whatever you're going to call it, are really a part and parcel of most everybody's life just because our ancestors going back a very long time had to have that to survive.
Yep.
And so now we don't really need to, when we feel anxious, maybe you just walk in front of a bus. But it's more likely you're worried about your grade or talking with your boss or whether that guy's going to call you back. And basically what the fight or flight response says, it's a very old response. It bypasses our very fancy but relatively slow cortex and goes directly to our what they call our dog brain, our very old part of our brain, which is very fast, which just responds very quickly. Because if you have to sit there and say, okay, well, what would happen if I did this? Then you're going to get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. So that any of us alive have that response, and it's an adrenaline response. It's very fast that says danger.
Yep.
And what happens is there are 7 symptoms that, and I usually get about 6 of them when I'm doing this, that basically the idea, fight or flight is probably the best description of it because it gets the body ready to use metabolizing muscles to either run, which uses your leg muscles, which are called the little heart because the muscles use a lot of blood, or to fight. So the idea being that the first thing you need to do, metabolizing muscles need oxygen. So the first thing you're going to do, which is why it's also called hyperventilation, is you're going to take in a lot of oxygen.
Yeah.
You're going to take it in very quickly. Now, this can happen precipitously, or it can happen over a period of time, which is why sometimes people wake up in the middle of the night with an anxiety attack, is that they've been hyperventilating. And all you have to do, if I asked you how many times you breathed last hour or last minute, could you tell me?
Oh, I would have no idea.
Of course not. Nor would anybody else. But on average, you breathe about between 15 and 17 times a minute, which is on average about 16. All you have to do to be in hyperventilation is increase those respirations one respiration per minute over a period of, even a couple of hours. So it can be very gradual or it can be precipitous. Exactly. All right, so that's number one. You're going to increase the amount of oxygen you take in. To get the oxygen where it belongs as opposed to you don't want it to go to your stomach, which is only going to make you burp. You want it to get to your lungs. So the second thing that's going to happen is your bronchioles are going to close down so you have an efficient airway. So we're not sending any oxygen, which is really important fuel at this moment, to your stomach. It's going to go to your lungs so it can be distributed. The method of distribution is your red blood cells. So what we need to do is get a lot of blood to the place we need it. Blood basically is pooled at our extremities when we don't need it. Our toes, our fingers, our lips, It's just sitting around waiting for something to happen because we really don't need it. So it's going to move blood away from all of those areas. So you can get very lightheaded, for example. You can get GI symptoms. You may feel like you have to go to the bathroom really fast because we don't care about digestion at that moment. We care about survival. So it's going to move blood away from non-essential areas, fingers, toes, stomach, basically, believe it or not, brain, to the heart, because we need to get that blood oxygenated, and we needed to get to our metabolizing muscles, to arms and legs, fight or flight. So we've now got, we're taking in more oxygen. We've got an efficient airway, which can make you feel like you're choking. We're moving blood away from non-essential areas, so you can feel very lightheaded. You can get tingly lips, tingly fingers. The heart rate is going to go up because we need to get that oxygenated blood out very quickly, so you can feel like you're having a heart attack. Lightheaded, this is one of the ones I always mess up. Your pupils are actually going to dilate because you need to get more information in. And I always mix up constriction and dilation, but yeah. Nevertheless. So you're going to may feel dizzy and lightheaded because your field of view is changing. And believe it or not, the seventh one is sweating. Your metabolizing muscles generate a lot of heat. And your body is very homeostatic. It really doesn't tolerate variations in heat very well. So what will happen is you'll get sweaty. You can get cold and clammy very quickly. And piloerection, which is the seventh, I think I put something extra in there, combined two things. Piloerection is just reminding ourselves that we came from apes. And so to look, the idea being that what we get is goosebumps. What our ancestors got was that ruff on the back of their neck that looked bigger. So they look more forbidding. So those are the symptoms. And so once you understand that the clue to all of this, first of all, it's very fast. You're not going to have time to think, I think what I'll do is just take in more oxygen and increase my heart rate. Doesn't happen that way. It happens essentially automatically. It's a sympathetic nervous system. You're going to have all of those symptoms very quickly, which can make you feel like you're having a heart attack. If you've never had this before, assume you're having a heart attack, because hyperventilation will not kill you. A heart attack will.
Yeah.
So if this is the first time you've had any of those symptoms, call 911, get yourself to an emergency room. What they will do is an EKG on you, and what they will say most likely is you're hyperventilating, you're fine. You don't feel fine, but do not assume that you're hyperventilating. Assume that, in fact, you're having a heart attack because, as I said, one can kill you and the other can't. And there's no one, until you've done it a couple of times, there's no way you're going to be able to tell. And it's not that you can tell the fourth time, it's just that you know that this is what happens. So the idea being that the way to offset this is you can pop a Valium, but there are other, as far as I'm concerned, better ways to at least try, again, making sure you've been checked out and you're not having a heart attack. One is a brown paper sack, and this was publicized in a movie with Joe Clayburn and Burt Reynolds, where somebody was having was hyperventilating, was having a anxiety attack and bloomies, and everybody offers Valium to them. But you can also take just a brown paper lunch bag, which I guess they still make, inflate it like a megaphone over your nose and mouth, and just rebreathe your own air. Because when you inhale, you're taking in oxygen. When you exhale, you're blowing off carbon dioxide. And by breathing into a brown paper sack, you're changing the ratio of oxygen and carbon dioxide. And what your body's responding to is increased oxygen. So if you can you can say, well, why couldn't I just hold my breath? Well, because what happens after you hold your breath, you go, so you've just offset it. It will not work to hold your breath. But a brown paper sack and just rebreathing your own oxygen and your own CO2 for about 2 or 3 minutes will work. I will tell you about square breathing when we return, which is the other way of doing it, so you don't have to carry a brown paper sack. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service.
call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, Joy, sorry about that. I didn't have your aux up for the commercial, but now we're on air.
There we go. Thank you.
My fault on that one. I guess I am the bobblehead.
I know, Jacob. Yeah, we're going to have to temporary you. All right. Let me tell you the rest of the story about anxiety attacks, okay? Because square breathing is my favorite way of understanding it.
Okay.
Square breathing, basically, that you and I parallel breathe. You inhale, you exhale, you inhale, you exhale. Now, as I said, most of us are doing it between about 15 and 17 times a minute without being aware of it at all. So minor changes in our respiration can really throw us into hyperventilation, not to mention quick ones. So the idea is, once you're feeling any of those symptoms, you're feeling the tingly fingers, the tingly lips, the upset tummy, the heart beating too fast, the not being able to catch your breath, feeling like you have to go to the bathroom really quickly, a little bit of lightheadedness, all those kinds of things, the cold clammies, the goosebumps. What you can do is, instead of panicking or, you know, popping a pill, you can inhale to the count of four, hold to the count of four, exhale to the count of four, and hold to the count of four. And if you think about it, you've just slowed your breathing down a lot. And as I said, holding your breath doesn't work because you'll gasp. But four is, and you can count to yourself. You can do it in front of a, you should be sitting down when you're doing this. Don't do it standing up. And in front of a clock with a second hand. And you can put yourself in hyperventilation, just like panting like a puppy dog. Which you'd say, well, why would I want to do it? Well, because if you can prove that you can do it, it proves that you can undo it as well.
Ah.
Square breathing, inhale to the count of four. One, two, three, four, hold, three, four, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, inhale. And so, you know, you can get the point. And when I, as I said, I've had, both my parents had panic attacks, which I really didn't realize till I started talking with them about them. I have them. My daughter has them. Most people have them at some point. And when you practice it, once you sort of start doing this, it's really good. If you wake up in the middle of the night, it'll help. You can do it when you're trying to go to sleep at night. You can do it before you go into a meeting with your boss or before you give a speech. It's a very useful technique. And once you practice it, at one point I got up, I could do each of those arms of the square by a count of about 18, which is really slowing everything down. There's no particular need to do that. I just wanted to see if I could do it. And at one point, a bunch of years ago, I was having a physical and was doing an EKG, and the doctor was foolish enough to leave the room at one point. So I just practiced to see how much I could get my heart rate down. It scared the living daylights out of the doctor. I probably was doing it to be snotty. But you can really get your heart rate down very, very low, which is really not the point. The point is to offset the effects of hyperventilation. So you need to practice it, and it's a good idea to practice before you really need it, whether you're stuck on a crowded subway or, I mean, all the kinds of things that cause anxiety in our lives, and it really does work. Okay, so that's
great.
Square breathing. Yeah, okay.
Thank
so
you
now you
for
can
that.
Practice it.
Yeah.
My pleasure, belated Christmas gift. All right, so how about, should we not worry about the sounders, since sounders do not seem to be the strongest today, and I'll just do the...
I have it here. Can I redeem myself here?
Redeem yourself.
All right, here we go.
Redemption, here you come.
Jacob is redeemed.
Okay. So, all right, here's the movies that are open. The Revenant actually opened before Christmas, which was a requirement to be on the contention for the Oscars. Golden Globes are this weekend. Oscars are announced on the 14th. I have to figure out exactly when, because I realized last night I hadn't voted for Drama Desk yet. Or not for Drama Desk, for Critics' Choice, but that should be in the next week or so. I think ours are on the 16th. Not sure. I'll find out. The Revenant, as I said, opened in a couple of markets last week, but is now going wide this weekend. Leo DiCaprio, Tom Hardy, Will Poulter, and Domhnall Gleeson, who's having a great year. He's not only in The Revenant, he's also in Star Wars, and he is in Brooklyn. So he's having a great year, of somebody that I think most of us didn't know before that. This is Iñárritu's follow-up to Birdman. It is not an easy movie by any stretch of the imagination. It's 2 hours and 36 minutes, so it's long. And you've probably heard about the mauling by the bear. You know, I must admit, I was kind of influenced by the person I was sitting next to, one of my fellow critics, who hated this and fell asleep and thought it was boring. I didn't think it was nearly as tedious as he did. But there's a lot of grunting going on. And I kept asking people, what does Revenant mean? And I actually looked it up. Revenant means a solar spirit that comes back from the dead for revenge on the living. And that's actually what it's about. So it's okay. I like Birdman a lot better. Anomalisa is a very strange movie. It's Charlie Kaufman, stop action, animated feature. It stars the voice talents of David Thewlis, Jennifer Jason Leigh, who's also having a great season since she's also in The Hateful Eight, and Tom Noonan. A man crippled by the mundanity of his life experiences something out of the ordinary. Well, it's adultery, and you know me and adultery, so I did not love this at all. Some people have. I thought it was kind of creepy, to be quite honest, but it's an interesting technological sort of accomplishment, but didn't work particularly well for me. Let's see if we got anything else here. There are a bunch of little movies that are opening. Anesthesia, they did not screen for us. So this is Tim Blake Nelson directing, and I'd actually like to see it because also got Sam Wanish in it, but they didn't screen it for us. So the big movie this week will certainly be The Revenant. And a good opportunity to catch up on some other movies that are coming out. It should be really interesting to see what happens with the Golden Globes this weekend, which are not necessarily supposedly my group. It's BFCA, Broadcast Film Critics Association, which I now think are called Critics Choice. We're supposedly the most accurate in terms of forecasting the Oscars. We have the best correlation. My group did something of which I do not particularly approve, which is to expand. I was not in favor of expanding the Oscars to 10 categories to begin with. And then my group, as someone said, jumped the shark and has now expanded because we had to vote. We had to get our nominations in before Star Wars came out. And so there was supposedly a hue and outcry. So that we then expanded so that we could include Star Wars, which I think is certainly the most profitable movie ever made. And this week it passed, or today I think, or yesterday passed Avatar as the highest grosses. Is it the best? No. But you guys get to vote on that as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.